Coverage maps show about 12% of South Dakota lacking internet fast enough to be called broadband. Governor Noem wants to fix that. She started a broadband initiative last year called Connecting South Dakota, and the legislature put $5 million into it. The program awarded grants to 8 providers. They connected 6,500 families and 150 businesses. The legislature approved another $5 million this year, but not before some lawmakers raised concerns. Representative Chris Carr of Sioux Falls filed a bill seeking more legislative involvement in the program. It got tabled, but not before he revealed a problem.
It sounded like there was some overbuild into areas that there was already some coverage, and folks just simply either didn't know or was an honest mistake, or there was no process for notification. So I wanted to put a notification process out there so the providers could understand who already was working in that area or had plans to build out and provide service in that area. So again, to ensure that there was not a redundancy in the use of our general fund dollars.
Two of the overbuilds are near Mitchell and in the Beersford-Alcester area. In the Mitchell area, Mitchell Telecom used state money to install fiber optic cable. Midco is using federal money to install fixed wireless towers, which send broadband signals through the air. Midco says it's not aware of the details of Mitchell Telecom's project. Mitchell Telecom says the same about Midco. Steve Westra is the commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. In a written statement for this story, he says, quote, "We spoke with Midco several times prior to the program's application process going live last spring, and there was no mention of federal money for build-out in that area," end quote. In the Beersford-Alcester area, Midco used state money to install 3 fixed wireless towers. Premier Communications is using federal money to install fiber optic cable. Premier Communications says it lacks details on Midco's project. Midco says it eventually became aware of the overlap and considered using a federal process to challenge Premier's project. But Midco says the size of the overlap is insufficient to warrant a challenge. Westra of the governor's office says the state declined to fund the third of Midco's 3 towers in that area after learning of the overlap with Premier. But is it necessarily bad to have overlapping providers? Public Utilities Commissioner Chris Nelson says yes and no.
Well, so there's kind of 2 ways to look at it. First, you know, you've now given folks a choice. They can choose between their types of technology. And hopefully, because there's a choice, that may ultimately drive the price down because you've got a competitor there. But I think ultimately, looking forward, I think, avoiding that kind of thing is ideal so that you can get broadband into as many new places as possible.
The legislature is out of session until next winter. Representative Carr says he'll work with providers between now and then on a bill to prevent similar problems in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.